I tell you, we're gonna use pseudonyms.
Oh, that's good.
We're gonna use a nom de guerre.
Nick Mullen? Nom de guerre? Nick Mullen.
Why don't you nom on my fucking nuts, you fucking... What? Are you catching?
I'm not. You're not coming through, Adam.
You're not coming through.
Did you plug in?
Plugged in. We got this.
Maybe
guy
that's a doing... sign that you don't have to do the podcast.
No, all right, I'll see you. Got,
this thing, it saves with the last...
pump it down. Pump
Ian's
it up.
Here. I don't know if we did that blue chew read. I got to go back and...
I think we did.
He was too busy telling his fucking stories, costing us thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but Ian's stories are the perfect things to segue.
No, they weren't good Ian stories.
They weren't.
They were the
sad
Ian stories. Yeah.
They were the sad ones.
No, sad ones are good too.
Yeah, no, these are the ones that had no point.
They had no point. Really, I mean, it was like, you know, I'm like fucking. I'm like, hey, speaking of, there's a pill. You and he's like, I was at Target the other day, and they've got a whole section of board games. It's crazy. It wasn't. Can you imagine how great that would have been when we were kids? If you could go to a place and there was a whole wall. If I was a kid, that would be great, man. It's really good that kids have that.
Poor Ian. Desperately wanting his childhood back.
Yeah.
And searching for it in men's asses. And
I'm like, there's a pill. I might go have a little whoop-de-doo in the Target bathroom with the... I got to pick up a copy of Othello. See if I can... in the bathroom. Hello. Anyways, it's really great. Really, thanks for having me on. Yeah.
Now, Nick, you gotta have more of a focus on gratitude, man. Yeah.
The man, though, you lost him. There,
yeah, I know.
Gratitude was fun.
No, it wasn't. It was all bad. And you went into the one impression you can do of anyone. Which is your bad Mark Maron impression. That's not even a Mark
Maron. Oh, true. Mark Maron.
That's true. He's
man.
Right.
Listen,
Nick's correct here. He doesn't remember your emotions, but he remembers all your impressions.
Anyways,
I don't
want
to insult Mark.
Fuck this bitch for lying and saying
we don't have to say who it is.
I'm not saying your name,
but fuck her.
And I want this.
Okay,
here's what I want. I want this to get back to her without anyone knowing who she is. Fuck her for saying she ran into me and I was rude.
It probably will now.
Good.
No, I don't think so. I think
fucking
people
liar.
Are going to be misled by this.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Fucking liar, dude. Liar. Shifty fucking. Ooh. I wish I did run into her. Cuz I got some choice words for her and I guarantee you they're all one syllable and they fucking hit hard.
And they start with a C.
They start with a
They have
of,
they have some
They
consonants.
Start with a couple of different things, you know?
They got some hard consonants for sure.
They pop. These are words that fucking pop. They hit you like a face full of fucking cold spaghetti.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that, you know, I'm sorry she would say that.
How would you get the cold spaghetti on someone's face? Like
a... Just say, wad it up in a ball, just slap.
Slap, ow.
Oh, send
no
that
spoon, it's on your hands?
All the way back to whence she came.
Mm-hmm.
I will say no more.
To Pete whence she came.
Yeah.
Oh, that's maybe a clue.
I don't think it is.
That's not even close to it.
Geographically, about
not
where?
At all. Boy.
Oh, no, he's from Chicago.
Not at all, bro.
I'm confusing it with the...
Chicago and...
Good Charlotte, who are from...
Oh, I meant...
From Waldorf?
Yeah, but
from the state of Maryland.
Here's what I meant, though. I meant more of like an ancestral homeland.
Mm-hmm.
That's how hard the spaghetti's going to hit.
Right.
I'm not talking
an ocean or two.
I'm not talking about a 40-mile trip, you know.
Right.
Yes, out of the park, but we're talking stratosphere.
Right,
I'm getting this bitch out of orbit.
A real moonshot.
For a second, she's going to have to hold her breath.
That's your clue, folks.
She's going to freeze to death up in the air and her blood will boil.
She'll make it back.
Of pressure.
But she'll be back retarded.
Yeah, she's going to land
the
over
oxygen,
there.
No oxygen will fuck her.
She's
going to
land over
out.
There, face full of spaghetti, and they're going to be like, what happened? And that's going to be...
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Why don't you
don't
test
it?
Why don't you
okay,
test a
all right,
on
all right. We've got...
Why don't you test a missile on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick's pointing to his asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't see. And he also, in the corner of the room, has a big missile.
I had my asshole moved to the front.
That's
you
awesome.
Did?
Yeah.
To understand the female experience.
They don't have an asshole.
No, but they have to wipe in the front.
They don't. They wipe in the back, dude.
No, they women wipe their no, pussies.
They come around from the back.
They come around
that's
from the back.
I
they
watch
fill women. Their pussy full of shit.
Listen, sir,
and then they squeef it
sirs,
out.
Sirs, yeah. I watch
obviously
women go to the bathroom all day.
Forced every woman they've dated to suck their dick while they're trying to go to the bathroom.
Oh, a blumpkin. No, a reverse blumpkin.
Not even.
A reverse blumpkin.
A reverse blumpkin would be eating a woman's pussy while she shits.
Yes, it's true.
This is something else.
This
a quarter blumpkin.
This is
a half blumpkin.
Someone hasn't had that.
Nega blumpkin.
Someone hasn't had the classic talk. I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to go to the bathroom. Shut up, bitch. the sex talk.
The birds and the bees.
The sex talk with the.
Fuck. Just think about what that room smells like. You're coming in there ripe with the shit.
Yeah.
Just with your dick out hard.
I love it.
This smells like a fucking public bathroom.
We both
got
to use the. We both have to go to work, so we both have to use the bathroom.
Right. Uh-huh. You're taking up my jacking off into the toilet time, bitch.
If you're taking up the toilet, guess who's just been promoted to toilet? You. You defile the toilet, you become it. Doesn't that mean that you're the toilet now? No.
No, it doesn't.
The
shut
buck
the
stops
up.
Here.
How many toilets are we going to have in this fucking house if I'm the toilet
what
too?
Do you want to be what a fucking
you want to be a whole fucking house full of toilets what you dumb bitch
you want to live in a mansion then with what? Two toilets
we get overrun by trans people.
They're all
they come in here
they heard how many toilets there
they
are
they come in here and start bossing up around. Oh, this place looks nice. I a girl could get used to a place like this.
All because you didn't want to be the fucking
because
toilet.
You did. You wouldn't step
you're
up.
Selfish,
and say
because you're being selfish.
You know what?
Again,
now I'm the toilet.
Be the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Fuck. That would be
just Dizzy making like an uplifting movie for girls, where it's like a feminized little like toilet that's trying to like. I don't know, become an astronaut or something. Yeah, like Brave Little Toaster, but it's
yeah,
just a tour, just a girl.
You she's know what like, happened to that guy?
Which guy?
Well, the guy who wrote the Brave Little Toaster.
HIV.
His
he died of AIDS?
His house burned down.
Ironic.
Really?
And his partner died.
his husband.
And then I believe he either killed himself or died of AIDS.
Oh, no.
So a really tough couple of L's there for that guy.
How did you know that?
I was listening to it on NPR. His shit came up on NPR.
It's crazy
because
usually
NPR,
the only thing you know,
guy.
If yeah. the only thing ever, you'd be like, you know what happened to that guy? Apparently, is he used to just fuck.
yeah.
He used to fuck in such a way that you only have sexual information on people.
Dude, I got it. Well, technically, he died of AIDS.
So that's
or he might have died of AIDS.
So he,
so
yeah.
that
oh, he
sneaks
got his
back door. Technically, I have some sexual information.
It's a sexual pathology.
This falls under the purview of sexual information. Unless he didn't die of AIDS and he killed... I think he might have actually killed himself, but he did have AIDS.
Yeah.
Or maybe his partner had AIDS who died in the fire.
Yeah.
Either way, a really tough go.
Damn, that's a tragic life.
I love...
But thank you for the Brave Little Toaster, sir.
Dude, that's a fucking sick cartoon.
It's a great
that.
Cartoon.
I love that movie. It was
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I love the part where they're in the forest.
Speaking of dying of AIDS, I got, for no reason, remember that one porn star, Naomi Russell.
You brought this up last night.
I brought it up last night, but it was,
I wasn't here.
It was understood that she was, it was kind of like a Steve from Blue's Clues became a pedophile kind of rumor.
Right.
Was that she died of AIDS.
But she didn't.
She didn't die of AIDS. I looked it up online, and there's like a Quora thread about it.
Mm-hmm. Did she have HIV?
It's not clear whether or not
Steve,
she does.
Steve Harvey from she, Blue's Clues.
Okay.
And yeah. he's like, the dog is what color? And then just looking at the camera.
Dude, I love it. Family Feud now just has completely tease up Steve. Mm-hmm. They're not
oh.
even innuendos.
Oh, yeah. It's been that way since they
yeah,
got him.
Yeah.
Because like, I remember trying to
name
do a, bit
a thing you want your wife to sit on.
Yeah, no.
That was one of the questions.
I used to do that as a bit like 10 years ago. Whenever they got him, it would be like, name something that gets hard and you put it in your mouth and suck on until it comes. And then somebody would be like, I guess a penis. And he'd be like, Lord! Just parades around the stage yeah. with a microphone in his waist.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Crushing it with that little strut.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about something else, though, before this.
Chinese.
Oh,
Chinese.
Naomi Russell.
Oh, Naomi Russell.
Oh, yeah. So there's a really good Quora article.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you this. Yeah. We don't know if she had HIV. Has she been spotted? Did she lose that fat ass?
She, I guess her life has been pretty... Well, she really
You know
put,
who this is, Naomi Russell?
Yes.
She really
I have
put,
no idea.
White
Huge
girls,
ass.
White girls with big asses on the map.
She was a proto-pog. Now, she had little titties.
She I had little
most
titties.
Most pogs have
I guess
at least medium titties.
Memory hold. I love when people say... that it's weird that this got memory hold, and they're just talking about a gay thing they care about
yeah.
that people stop giving a fuck about.
Yeah, yeah,
didn't get
yeah.
memory hold. You're just...
It's just...
Just
sucks.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk about how fucking, you know, Stryker or whatever show got memory hold.
Jeff Stryker, the gay porn star?
No. What's that? Viper, not Stryker.
Oh, Viper.
You don't talk about Viper or Sentinel getting memory hold. You're just like, yeah, it was a gay thing from my childhood that I still love.
Yeah, I don't think it even got memory hold.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because you know how fucking memories and shit work.
Yeah.
Anyway, Naomi Russell, little titties. I remember there's a famous porno.
With her in the green dress.
The green dress.
So that's the thing is like my girlfriend's been going to work now.
Is Jeff Stryker in that video?
I don't think Jeff Stryker.
I don't even know how
that.
You know.
How
do
you
know all
gay
these
porn stars?
Oh, I know Peter North, Jeff
We're talking
Stryker,
about hot girls that yeah. we used to pull our cocks to.
Yeah.
No, I would know
Peter
the word.
North, that's a straight porn star.
No,
I think
originally.
He did gay porn to get good
Because
really?
I would have all of
he
these.
He was the king of the cum
I
shot.
Would have all of these he things was. Like blocked and muted so that they wouldn't come up while I was. I just like went. I got. I knew you would know the names of every gay porn star and then put those into the net
right.
so that
right.
absolutely
you would never see
no
it.
Chance.
So you yeah, you spent hours finding every single
yes.
man that's ever done gay porn.
Yeah. And then,
looking at pictures, making sure he really did gay porn.
Yeah.
And then putting him on the list.
You take the video frame by frame and then you do like a you create a hash of each image individual
right.
frame and then add that to like a blocked content list in
yes.
the nanny.
Yes, yes.
And it takes a while to go through every gay porn video of all time.
Yeah. But you're thorough.
But I want to make sure that I that never
you never have to look uh-huh. at gay porn again.
Never.
After a minor brief period of blocking it all,
mm-hmm.
you'll never see it again.
I'll never see it again.
And what do you think? How many years do you think?
Of course,
you have
like
left?
Every week, you know, you have to go through and validate the checksums
of course.
Security files.
Yeah, I mean you want to keep it tight. You want to run a tight ship.
Yeah, right.
You don't want any back doors.
Yeah.
You don't want any gay porn getting through
yeah.
the back door.
And I make sure, dude, there's another guy I hang out with who he comes over and we have a set of keys, two keys that we have to turn at the same time.
Right.
Oh. And like the nuclear arsenal.
Right. Yeah. And that way it prevents me from, you know, like accidentally doing anything. So we go through like a clean room, make sure there's nothing
right,
on us.
Right, right. Yeah, delouse yourselves.
Yeah, completely close off. We go in there and we sort of bear witness to each other, make sure nobody's up to any
no
funny one's, business.
Yeah. Maybe somebody snuck a thumb drive full
yeah.
of gay porn in one of your asses.
Right,
right.
You got to make sure
it's kind of like
not.
Mission Impossible, the yeah. room where.
Mm. Or maybe between your dick and your balls. You lift your dick up. There's one of those mini USB.
You run a full check.
Mm-hmm.
You run a
one
full
of those
check.
Mini SD cards.
Right.
right.
Make sure that nobody's got.
You
got
to be careful.
And if the guy's
any SD cards hidden anywhere.
If the guy's uncircumcised, you might have to peel back his foreskin.
You got to check.
Yeah.
Is that your friend? Is your friend uncircumcised?
I don't know. I don't. It's a different guy every time. So.
Where do you find him? Home Depot?
No, you meet guys on Craigslist.
You meet guys
who
are like,
hey, I'm running a straight, not looking at gay porn operation where we each have two keys, and we turn the keys at the same time, but we have
right.
to strip search each
yeah.
other beforehand.
Right. And you get a lot of guys.
Then we have to go through the gay porn, and we run security software on to make sure that we never look at it.
Dude, God bless you for being so thorough.
Yeah, prior military experience applause.
That's so awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
So I've never even seen
Jeff Stryker have gay sex.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a I've not seen a single one of his 876 videos.
Now, Adam, what were you saying about Naomi in the green dress?
Oh, so my girlfriend,
probably honestly one of the first people I saw get fucked in the ass.
She really changed the game. There was a sea change from tits to ass.
This is sort
of Let's not get fucking white girls.
I pointed out because he said this on stage.
It was around 2007.
This is his version of a memory hole.
You're out of your mind.
This is my Mandela effect.
His opinion changes on something, and he's like, well,
no.
In his mind, the entire world is just, it's a projection of his emotions and opinions.
Naomi Russell did not switch the whole thing.
Yeah, of course not.
That's when he changed,
and it must be that there's like some sort of like shift in the universe. There must be.
You know, there was a shift from tits to ass.
There was.
You really want to think it's Naomi?
I think she was part. She was definitely. She was at the vanguard of that shift.
Let me field this one real quick.
I don't think she was.
How do you guys feel about going to McDonald's for lunch?
Is the Shamrock Shake still available?
Yes.
Till the end of March?
Yeah, no one buys it. So
it feels strange going to McDonald's in the daylight.
Oh, the only time I get it during the day, I get it Grubhubbed.
But who... That's crazy.
That's disgusting.
You get it Grubhubbed?
Yeah.
You make a guy go to McDonald's, pick it up, and drive it to your house.
If I wake up...
I love that, too, because they're all bikes here. It's not cars. So there's homeless people.
It's probably so cold.
Homeless people have to see McDonald's being delivered now to people.
I know. That's so funny.
You're just like watching a Chinese bicycle go by with...
an electric bike.
$3.50 meal being delivered.
The
meal is $4. The total cost is $36.
I've spoken about this previously. There are mornings, like especially if I'm a little bit hungover, where I wake up and I'm like, I want Mickey breakfast. And so I just pull it up on my phone and it gets to my house in 15 minutes. There's a McDonald's like not far, like by the Barclays
Center. Simply can't. Part of the ritual of going to McDonald's is going there. There was something fucked up about getting McDonald's delivered.
All right.
Something really, really fucked up.
I guess I'm a fucked up kind of guy.
You are a fucked up kind of guy.
I guess so. You know what? And I'm not going to feel ashamed.
That food is not meant to travel.
It's not meant to travel. It's also like part of like going to McDonald's is like...
I'm telling you, it gets to my house in 15
minutes. That's the best part
about
being hungover is like you have a night where you like black out or something. You wake up and you're like, fuck. When that first starts happening, you're filled with like guilt or whatever. But when it's like most days of your life, you're like, damn, I'm sure I said some shit.
Yeah.
Your social circle at that point's been whittled down where everyone kind of sees you as a fucking embarrassment.
Right.
Loser anyways.
No one expects anything.
Exactly. And so you wake up and you're like, ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Time to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And it's truly it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. You're in the passenger
seat. It's like, you know what it is?
It's
like that scene in The Pianist where he's in the bombed out house playing the piano and the Nazi officer just sort of watches him play beautiful music and then lets him leave.
Yeah.
That's sort of the internal emotional relationship between the remnants of your like overactive superego that you're like, you're a drunk fucking loser failure. It causes you to drink in the first place.
But then
the artist in you.
There's a second deal you make
with
yourself.
I'm going to use.
Which is that.
Okay, go ahead. Both,
let him finish the point.
Okay, no, go ahead.
What's
we
got to
chew
deal?
Up an hour, you fucking idiot.
What's
no,
the second
he could
deal?
Finish. He could have talked
stop,
about
stop,
that.
Stop, you're right.
I would have been like, you know what I would have said? Oh, is that what happened to The Pianist? And then he tells me what happened to The Pianist for 30 minutes. Mm. And then you say your point.
Well, we can still
and then
do
we're
that.
Going home.
We can still do
and then
that.
We're going to McDonald's.
Then we're going to
but
McDonald's.
But no, you're Mr. Cut Somebody the Fuck
I
Off.
I didn't
don't
mean
you
to.
Understand how this podcast
I was
works?
Trying to...
We're like Native Americans. You use every part of the buffalo.
It's the lead in. There's a second
I was trying
deal.
To
is,
add.
Here, no, here's a
I was trying to
unrelated
add.
Thing that
I was trying to add.
Add something completely unrelated to what I was saying. Go ahead.
You're saying, okay, that you're at a point, stage in your life where you've alienated everyone, where a hangover means a different thing than it once did, right? And then you get an excitement. You're like,
sort of.
What?
That's not even exactly what he's getting at, but go ahead.
That's what I mean. You didn't listen to a word I said.
I was listening.
This better have something to do with The Pianist.
No, it didn't, and I was cutting you off. I acknowledge
at least
that.
It's funny it took you 30
that.
Seconds to admit it. Instead of...
Well, stop, because you were filibustering.
I wasn't filibustering, you motherfucker.
Immediately,
it's
I was
so
like,
wild that none of... Literally, the dynamic hasn't shifted one inch.
In
dude,
seven
I cut
years.
Off, I cut off a guy. I cut off a guy with U.S. government plates or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And And then he fucking is like honking at me. And I was like speeding and he's behind me and he's like showing me. He's got like a U.S. Marshals badge.
Well, you cut him off. You also cut
And he's like
off
showing me the badge and it's like, well, you ain't got lights, motherfucker.
That's right.
I guess you can't do anything.
Yeah, pull the lights up. You
yeah, let's
idiot.
See the lights. Until then, you can just fucking can wave your badge dick. Like a fucking. That felt great.
That must have felt
That's
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
And he was just like trying to
he's
pull you
fucking,
over.
Well, he can't. I don't think he has jurisdiction.
Yeah.
You can't
so it's like, what, I'm supposed to respect you?
Yeah, no, of course
fuck
not.
Fuck you.
Well, that was also a cutoff, what Nick just did, but that's fine.
No, this was a recent W for me.
It's a dub, but we were talking about McDonald's breakfast.
And
Adam, actually, we were talking about
Adam,
me being chastised.
Do you understand the flow of a conversation?
First okay. of all, yes.
I don't think you do.
I'm
I think
a social
you think you
animal.
Do. You think you do. You have figured out how to fake understanding it better than almost anyone.
No.
But you don't actually understand the rhythms of a conversation.
I,
or better yet, something kicks in that, like when you're a little kid who knows the answer, you haven't gotten out of that, raise your hand portion.
Go fuck yourself.
Where it's like you have to
go
fucking say
fuck
something.
Yourself.
And look, I have those impulses too. A lot of comics do.
No.
Okay?
Of course.
But you have to learn to control them, especially when the goal of this thing right
is
here
to eat up
is
one
to
hour.
Eat up 1 hour.
I
So whatever I can, you do, you always have to think, am I costing us time or am I gaining us time?
Like I said previously, the moment you called me out for a cutoff, I acknowledged it.
It was not the moment.
I did a shitty thing in
it
my car, and I put my hand
also,
up like this.
It was not the
Real
moment.
Real quick, before I forget, I know it's not the time to do this, but I will be at Caroline's from June 23rd to 25th. I don't know when tickets are going to be available. Just giving you a heads up because Austin sold out. I also will be at in St. Louis.
Ooh, what are you doing in St. Lulu?
I don't know, whatever the fucking...
Helium, probably?
Yeah, the Helium. The Helium in St. Louis.
Nice.
But that's also like a tentative thing. And
so come on.
I'm going to be
in May.
I'm going to be in L.A. in June.
Stay posted for...
I'm in hot Atlanta, brother. Actually, it might have just passed. No, I'm in hot Atlanta, brother. This weekend, the 1st and the 2nd. And then I'm in Toronto. We just added a Friday show on the 15th of April. Then Providence, D.C., Philly. And then I'm going to take fucking 2 months off. And
you deserve it.
May 5th through 7th, I'll be...
Road warrior.
May 5th through 7th, I'll be in Boston. And then I guess I'm in Houston, like, in later. Sorry.
Okay.
I had to promote those Austin shows, and I forgot every episode.
Oh, but it's they
sold. They, it's done. That's yeah. done. But like I was
Freak
like,
the
oh,
Cave will sell out with one tweet.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a great place, but I had a great time over there.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It's gonna be exciting to see how much of an hour I can even do.
You'll be fine.
You'll be good.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at old sets. I'm like, I got an hour easy. But
your phone's about to slide off the couch.
That's fine. I got an hour easy, and I look at it, and it's all like fucking, you know. Like topical shit from like 2015.
You should just do that.
Yeah,
I will.
That was funny. That was funny last night. Realizing on stage that James Holmes is like is like Leno doing a Monica Lewinsky.
It is. It's literally.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's like it's ancient news.
It'd be like, yeah, you hear about that? This guy
Subway Jared is like that too.
Subway Jared isn't as old as James Holmes, but you know, Subway Jared was like 2014, 2015.
Really?
The fall of Subway Jared is fresher.
Yeah.
Subway Jared is a guy.
James Holmes was 2012.
Right.
That
ten
was 10 years
ago.
Damn.
10 years of slave.
Wanna feel old. Yeah.
Wanna feel old.
Damn.
What's that guy? Is he dead? Did they kill him?
No, he's still
in the loony bin, probably.
Yeah.
He's at Arkham Asylum.
He's at Arkham.
Did you see the new one?
You know what I feel bad for him?
Yeah,
it's
like,
let's talk about
he's
it.
He's missed a lot of good Batman movies.
He has.
Like, he probably thought the second one was going to be the best, but that's like, they're fucking, like, they're not showing him the patents and shit in prison.
No. And that was a good one.
Because why? He killed a 3-month-old?
And he would have liked it because it was goth.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, though. With those guys. Those guys are all weird about Batman.
He was, he
was a apparently comics guys really liked this new one.
Was that?
Comics guys. Guys from that like the Batman comics.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe James Holmes would have liked it.
That's so funny that you can just present yourself as an authority on Batman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, I'm into the comics.
Phil's like that. I went with him. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. That the third hour dragged, but the first 2 hours were really
I thought that
cocked.
Was a joke that it was actually 3 hours. Because somebody told me it was 3 hours, and I'm like, well, I'm never going to see that movie.
It should have been two. I think the first two were fucking hard dick.
The Nolan Batmans were like 3 hours.
No, they weren't.
They were long as shit.
They were 2.5, I think.
Yeah.
Batman Begins is a 3 hour movie.
Not Batman Begins. Dark Batman Knight, Begins was a nice two, I believe.
Batman Begins rocked.
I don't know. I saw that in Pensacola,
Batman Begins
Florida.
Was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I saw that in Pensacola, Florida, the day after going to like this enormous fish fry that almost killed me.
What kind of fish?
I don't know. Just I guess
Batman Begins,
fish, 2 hours, whatever. Just deep fried.
2:20, and then what?
The Dark Knight, 2:30.
2:30.
Dark Knight Rises, which felt overstuffed, 2:45.
See.
The Batman, 2:56. The Batman, the original, the fucking the one with Jack Nicholson. A brisk 2 hours.
Yeah.
Same with the second one, which is really fucking good, with DeVito and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Dude, she's a 10.
Anthony DeVito's in that movie?
Anthony DeVito was in Batman Returns. Yeah.
It was right after you guys.
Hey, I guess I'm... It's Batman.
I guess I'm the Penguin.
I guess I'm Penguin? Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw my boy DeVito. We both happened to be in St. Louis at the same time. It's so nice to hop on the same LaGuardia flight with your friend.
Yeah.
And then be like, bro, let's get lunch. Let's hang afterwards.
Yeah.
It was great. Shout out to fucking Tony DeVito, one of the hardest cocked soldiers out there.
I've never run into anyone on a plane.
It was a thrilling feeling.
Mm-hmm. I ran into Al Franken on a plane.
I've been doing this thing where I like to
fake
out.
You didn't run
out.
Into him.
If I'm on a plane.
Well, you saw friends. Al Franken.
I like to fake out.
You don't know each other at all.
That are
we're colleagues.
By
we're
themselves.
Both,
you're not colleagues.
We're both rapists together.
When you get the,
that's true.
If there's like a woman sitting, you know,
yeah,
like by herself
on the plane,
whatever, you slow down. You're like, and then you can see them get uncomfortable. No, you're going to sit down. And then you keep moving. You know?
Yeah, you sit down. You pretend it's your seat. You smell her.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, oops, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wait a second. I'm all the way in the back of the plane.
Yeah. No, I should sit. You sit down. And then someone comes by and they're like, excuse me. I think this is my seat. You're like, God damn it.
Like, fuck. Yeah. Fuck this.
Yeah. I never get to sit next to the fucking girl. Fine. Have your seat, ma'am.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking fuck this.
Yeah.
Fuck
the
Delta.
The steward is like, sir, and you're like, I am the air marshal.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That would be really fucking good.
You already have the tray down.
Yeah.
Just some amount
of snacks.
You're
already eating. Yeah.
You got the snack. You got the little Biscoff cookies.
Yeah. You brought your own. You brought your own Biscoffs.
You found the only store that actually sells them that's not a plane. Mm-hmm.
Dude, you guys ever get the Biscoff butter? I think we talked about this.
That's
cookie
good
butter. Shit.
Yeah.
That makes the dick sing like Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, it is a decadent treat.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want your dick to get really stiff, spread that on a Biscoff cookie.
Oh, my God.
Now we're fucking
crazy.
That makes a great sandwich.
You get to the front page of Reddit with that if you posted that.
I would win the internet.
You would win the internet. You get so much gold.
I love gold. What the fuck does you get? What is gold? I don't fucking get Reddit, man.
Reddit's fucking gay, dude. It is like
you get like likes or gold.
Reddit's really good for like if you need to like solve a problem or something. Like you have something you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Reddit's better than Quora or
right,
like WikiHow or any of that.
Oh
shit.
Yeah.
Like, anytime I need to do anything, I just search like, you know, like I don't know, fucking like how to like
suck a man's asshole. Reddit.
Yeah, like how to rewire a lamp. You just hit Reddit in the Google search and you'll find,
gotcha.
You know, like that kind of shit. It's always way
yeah.
better. But
block out every gay porn ever made. Reddit.
Yeah, but those
start a gay database.
I'm the one that figured that out.
Yeah, that's you.
You ain't gonna catch my ass helping nobody. You want to figure that shit
you gotta
out?
You got to make sure you're right. less gay than everyone in the world, huh?
Yeah, I don't want people playing catch up.
This is the one time where you're against sharing intellectual property.
Yeah, well, it's not intellectual property. I just figured something out on my own. The world is not entitled to it.
Yeah.
If it was a beautiful song, then sure. Have that.
Couldn't you argue that
some secret, the fountain
that cheating homosexuality is the most beautiful song of all time?
No, The Fountain of Youth. A single pill you can take that makes you live forever taller and not gay. If I discovered that,
yeah,
I would keep that to myself.
You wouldn't share that with me and Sav?
No.
That's so you.
Well, at least we know that you haven't discovered it because you're short and gay.
Yeah, you're short and gay.
So the one day we come here and you're not gay and you're tall.
I'm 6'4".
You're diminutive.
This is like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, yeah. You're fucking tall. You're so nice.
Just,
yeah, you know, you're not. You don't fucking make mean jokes about anything. Yeah, you're just happy.
Guys! Like, did you discover that pill? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm the same guy I've always been.
I love you guys.
Now, how's the family, fellas?
Enough about me.
Enough about me. We got burgers on the grill. Yeah. Sit back. You're drinking a beer because you're not an alcoholic anymore.
Yeah, you can just enjoy a beer.
Having a beer. We're in khakis. I have a family of 12. You can see my dick going, like, turning the corner at my knee and going halfway down my calf. What's new with you?
Oh my god.
Oh,
nice.
That sounds great.
That sounds wonderful.
You're good at so many things. You should be happy.
I would honestly would not.
Ian, you just bear hug Ian. That gratitude's working for me, buddy. Kiss him on the cheek.
Thanks, Nick.
Right. Ian wants to suck your cock so bad.
I'm like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I'm looking in the mirror smiling, and I'm like, you know, I have to take the pill every hour. And the pills fall down the toilet. I'm like, no. And then I come out and like half my face is like decaying. There's just bubbles coming out. Like one hand turns into a claw. Uh-huh. And then I become a monster, which is actually then the dark side of that.
Wow.
I turn into a little 3-foot goblin.
Yeah.
That just breathes and
gay
spits
goblin
acid. Yeah. And just have a big vagina instead of an asshole.
Just a huge pussy that starts at the small of your back and goes all the way to where your balls should be. But
I've run out of my own house. My family's like, he'll be back. Yeah. He's got more of the pills. It's just that one thing. He made enough of them. Don't worry.
Fuck. I would love those pills.
I don't
need them, though.
Yeah. I don't need them either.
Well,
need them. But, you know, that'll never happen. They can't even make a COVID vaccine. You expect them to make a
pill would get your dick big?
A pill that makes you
handsome tall and not gay.
Honestly, it's truly just the emotional implications I would want out of a pill. Yeah. And they do make those, and I refuse to take them.
Right. Nah, you're a fucking au naturel warrior, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there fucking grinding up mental health pastes.
Yeah.
You know?
Lexapro?
Mm-hmm.
More like Lexic.
Does anyone have Xanax if you're listening? I'm having a hard time sleeping.
I've never been a benzo guy.
Oh, I think they're great.
They're great.
I love pills.
My sleep
they're
has
so
been
nice.
Fucked up. I've been hitting spots again, and like no matter what.
It
like,
fucks you up completely.
Well, I can go to bed. I mean, I get home and I fall asleep. But I'm a morning guy now, thoroughly, so I'm like, I'm just up at 6, no matter what. I don't set an alarm, I'm up. And even if I don't get up, the fucking cat will start fucking, you know, like bothering me at fucking, you know, 6:30.
Yeah, yeah. Also, if you take benzos to sleep, it's like not proper sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
It doesn't count as good sleep.
Muscle relaxers, then.
Well.
Poppers.
Poppers don't put you to sleep.
Your asshole gets so big.
Yeah. Honestly, you should try like meditating or doing yoga late at night or something.
I honestly should.
Or
dude, you know what?
What time do you try to go to bed? What time do you want to be asleep?
I'd love to be asleep by fucking.
Are you not smoking weed anymore?
By 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So then at like 11:45, phone on a charger somewhere else. It's gone.
It's never in my bed.
Yeah, but
I always
but like an hour before, and then get a book and like read. Make sure the last hour is like reading.
No, that's honestly literally what I do.
Okay, well, do it harder. Do it more.
It's so funny because it's like I do a couple things that are good for you.
Yeah,
and so many people talk about them like their life. Like whenever I'm like, when I'm talking about wanting to lose weight, people are like, dude, just cut out drinking soda. It's like, I don't drink soda.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, oh, well, I don't know. It's like, that's the same thing with this, where it's like, put your phone away.
Yeah, you really don't eat much. I don't understand how.
I have a bad metabolism, and I go sicko mode when I do eat.
There is some truth to that. I think that, you know, like you do fuck up your hormones, where your body's like, yeah, I'm supposed to be 400 million pounds. And then, like, your like, nutrient partitioning fucks up. So you're like more likely to store things as fat than like muscle.
Well, it's weird, dude. Yeah, literally the first day after fucking trying to eat, coming back from the road, it's like, and I eat vegetables, my body's like, what the fuck is this gay bullshit? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get like a stomach ache and
diarrhea.
My dick doesn't get hard.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
It's bad for me.
It's bad for you.
My body tries to tell me no vegetables.
I've been back on the beach smoothies every day.
Nice.
Are you working out, Sav?
Nah, dude. Honestly, Nick,
I just
like,
started again.
Comedy is ruining my life. Touring is ruining my life.
After this, I'm gonna go
truly.
For a gym membership.
It's like being a troop.
That's good.
Because, you know, I like work out here, but I like really have to get the cardio in, which I started doing like for the first time in like probably literally ever, like consistent like cardiovascular.
Yeah. I've been back for the last 3 weeks.
I always hated it, but it feels like really nice to know that I'm like doing something that's like just healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Rather than being like, you know.
Yeah, for the first time, I'm working out just to be...
Because the other like, kind of working out, my like future. Strength training
not,
or whatever...
Not to look hot.
That's yeah. like... That's sort of like... it's like a...
Not to look hot.
Fucking morbid.
All the other working out you've done to look hot.
Yeah, of course, man.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean? I can't be in the fucking steam room at David Barton Gym's...
Dude, don't make Nick show that picture. Okay?
Everyone needs to make a change in their
don't
mind.
Make yeah. Nick show that picture.
It was nice. Some guy came to the show last night and he was like, "Yeah, you look like you're doing all right, I guess, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "I'm trying, you know, or whatever." And he's like, "Adam looks like way worse than I thought he would."
Why do you say that? He was trying to ingratiate himself.
No, he was like,
yes,
"I thought
he was,
no, but he
probably.
Didn't say it in a mean way.
He was trying to act like he was part
a very
of the
nice
crew.
Guy there with his wife.
No, you fell for it, dude. You fell
he
for it.
You might have fallen for it, unfortunately. Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, there was some truth.
His nice wife, that was a prostitute that he hired to go to Funny Moms.
Look, I'm telling you,
that is true.
That was not a prostitute. All right,
we're back to trashing him. All right,
yeah, okay,
I like this.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. But I'll have you know, Adam. I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I shit on him for saying
that's good. Thank you.
So I defended
thank
you.
Nick.
I was like, "Adam looks good."
It is funny when people
be nice
try
if you gave
try
me
get some
of
those compliments
familiar.
To my face. You know,
well, the pill doesn't exist yet, Adam. So
all right, well,
we got to get R&D going. Before.
And you know what? You started off on the wrong foot. By I started this day olive branch. What do you think? Why don't we all get McDonald's together? Oh, I only get McDonald's delivered.
No, that's not what I said.
I can only have my Mickey's.
I
only have my Mickey's in the morning when it's delivered directly to my domicile.
That's exactly what you sound
that's
like.
That's how,
Adam.
Yeah, right.
When you I, sound exactly like that.
I sound like my corset is too tight. Yeah.
You know, I would never venture further than the Garden District for Mickey's. My breakfast Mickey's.
I am wilting in this heat.
When I smell the delightful odor of my sausage McGriddle traipsing down Elysian fields directly to my doorstep as delivered by... A 4'11" man of the Orient via an electric bicycle. I know it's going to be a beautiful day on the Lord's earth because I'm a fag. You understand?
True.
I am a Cajun fairy.
That last
fairy.
Part is so fucking true about Adam.
I'm a fancy boy.
Oh, I forgot
Cajun
he was doing
fairy.
Me. I forgot that this was mean to me. I was just enjoying the bit, actually.
Who must have his Mickeys delivered and who could never in a million years just go get McDonald's with one of his
I
friends.
Never said that I didn't want to go with you. I said I've only been getting it delivered recently. Mm-hmm.
I would go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
I will go.
You're listening to the Fancy Southern Fag podcast. Mm-hmm. We should do that.
Yeah.
Up okay. Shit's ass.
Up shit's ass.
I got myself with that one.
That's a good one, brother. That's a real motherfucking good one.
Up shit's
ass. Up shit's ass with a cock. Without a pussy.
I love innuendo that bails.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite my favorite gay name.
Dude, the audience
we
didn't
ever
laugh at it all last night.
The glove?
Dude, that got me.
That was so good.
What is it?
Adam's saying his dream. We asked some guy in the audience what his dream was. He's like, you know, to work with like motion graphics. And I was like,
like, learn the Adobe suite.
Yeah, basically.
We're like,
he said, yeah, he wanted to work with motion. That was his dream.
Yeah.
He quit his job to pursue that dream. And Adam was like, my dream would be a male porn star. Mm-hmm. And it would be like, he's like the biggest male porn star or something. know, it'd be cool to be like the most famous male porn star, but you're always like fully clothed and you just like finger.
Yeah.
You're like looking at the camera and you're like fingering. But then your thing is you have like a cool glove.
Yeah.
That you wear,
yeah.
Like a Michael Jackson glove.
Sure.
And then that would be the most famous male porn star.
The glove.
The glove. The glove.
I like that.
Gary Payton.
I like that. And they're fingerless gloves.
Mm. Yeah. Of course, dude. You gotta have style.
Yeah, and you're just at the AVN.
You gotta wait. I have like a carpal tunnel cast on.
Yeah. Well, I'll be signing pictures 11 a.m. to noon, and then it's time for my Mickey's.
For my hotel, Mickey's.
Right? You called it that too, dude. You called it Mickey's.
Yeah, Mac.
Did you?
Yeah, he did. That's why I said it.
That stinks.
Oh no, you even missed it.
You're fucking gay.
Everything
dude.
He was saying was so good. You missed him saying, like, I'll get Mickey's to
Mickey's? Whatever.
You know what?
There in 5 minutes.
That shit shouldn't be delivered, bro. Hmm. We're breaking some kind of covenant
Listen,
with God
you're
when we're getting Mickey D's and fucking Taco Bell delivered.
I live a crazy life, man.
You don't.
I live a crazy life.
Look, I'm going to sit here and say there was a time in my life Popeye's was delivery. I would get it. But it's just a fucked up experience.
I have the Popeyes
app.
You
gotta be there.
I'll be honest.
I have
with you.
Points right now there's on the Popeyes
a, there's
app.
There's a reason that Chinese food and pizza is like the number one delivery thing. It's because like those are the only two things that travel well.
They travel. Yeah, they travel.
You know what does not
seamless,
travel well,
seamless,
and which I wouldn't order
seamless,
from McDonald's is hamburgers. You don't order a hamburger.
Seamless was the biggest mistake of all time. Let me know one person who's actually used Seamless.
I use it all the time.
And enjoyed it.
I enjoy almost
yeah,
every
all the
meal
time.
I have.
Literally nobody.
I mean, I get plenty of sushi. I get plenty of...
Sushi is terrible delivered.
No, it's not.
Yeah, no, yes, it is.
It's not.
No, you got to watch the guy cook it. Or do the cut.
There's
the
no
cut.
You don't cook
the
it.
Sorting.
You prepare it.
You know what it's, you know what word I mean. You know what I mean by cook.
Look, it's better. Most things are better.
Yeah.
It's
like when you
play,
say to a bitch, like, play. Oh, are you going to cook cookies tonight? She's like, oh, you mean baking? It's like, bitch, they're called cookies. Mm-hmm. So
it's not the same thing.
Why don't you fucking, why don't you go?
It's not the same
it
thing.
It is. Why don't you go to
no,
the.
No, but Nick's being misogynistic, so we have to support
him.
Because I said bitch.
I yeah. agree with the.
It's misogynistic to think women can't be bitches. Women can be whatever they want.
That's so
they
true.
They choose mm-hmm. to be bitches.
They can
alive.
Be a bitch. They could be a lover. They could be a child.
They could be a slut.
They
could
I'm
be
a bitch. I'm a child lover. I'm a sinner. I'm a,
wait, I'm a female pedophile.
Wait a minute. What was that middle part? I heard Hillary Clinton's having sex with children. Pulling his pants up.
Oh, I'm going to sign up to be an intern. The best bit of all time.
Yeah.
Wanting
that he wants
fuck
to fuck
Clinton.
Her.
It is weird. You do comedy long enough, and like, I can't tell you. I can no longer understand both. Like, because when I was like 19, you'd watch Tom.
Yeah.
And you it was just everyone understood why this was bad.
Right, right.
Now I watch Tom, I'm like, this is good. Like, this is good.
Yeah. This is very good.
This is like...
It's transcended for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
I know. He's like somehow now, he was like way ahead of his time, but in a way where like, you know, like a homeless person would be ahead of its time if the entire economy collapsed and everyone was living outside.
Right.
Right.
And be like, wow, who knew these guys had their finger on the pulse?
Yeah.
Now we're all shitting ourselves and living in boxes.
Right, yes. God damn.
This guy's got tactical skills.
I would love... The problem is I don't think... I feel like we'd be persona non grata at a Tom Meyer show. But I would love Tom, to attend.
You know, it
honestly,
sucks. That's like one
before
of my biggest
the show,
regrets.
Before the show ends, we gotta squash the beef. We got.
You understand that's literally impossible. It can't happen. This is one of my biggest fuck-ups, not understanding, like... Yeah, and it's
being
obvious.
Mean
no,
and
not
bullying.
Being mean, but like, you know, Tom was like sort of just this like spectacle that existed.
Yeah.
Back when like we were just like essentially just
we're
open micers.
Yeah, yeah.
And even
yeah.
when I had been working the road, nobody knew who the fuck I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone from the scene knew Tom. And it was kind of this funny thing. And then you get like a little bit of success, and it's like you don't really gauge how big the audience is or whatever.
Yeah.
You continue just living your life.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, Tom's this funny thing. And then Tom blows up into this thing. And that, like, you know, I don't know. I don't really know how Tom's head works. But at some point, he realized that it's like, you know, fucking with him or whatever.
Right.
In a way that Joe Robinson used to do all the time.
Right. Mm. We actually got him fans.
Well, I don't want to present in a way where it's like actually
no, it is true.
I did a good thing for Tom.
No, we didn't do a good thing.
No, we were bullying.
We didn't do a good thing, yeah. But at least the other types of bullying was just to humiliate him.
Right.
Yeah. This was a little column A, little column B.
And I think to some extent he does have some notion that every attempt we've had at destruction has only made him stronger.
He's fucking...
I think he feels...
That
makes me happy.
Shit,
yeah.
You know? we tried to kill him and it made him stronger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he is. He's fucking... He's... The man cannot be beaten. And I love him, honestly. Some of my most cherished memories are his album recording and that contest I did at EJ's Landing.
Mm.
I think that's what he's mad at me about. Mm. Somebody tagged me in something. He's mad that I said that he, I think he said something racist or something. I don't know.
One of the best moments of all time was at EJ's Landing, and it was like, this had to have been like 2007, 8.
Yeah.
And he's just shitting on the Orioles, and he's like, two guys just walked, they were done, they like paid their, they were just done at the bar. The bar was empty. And he's like, oh, that's a little too much for you.
Yeah. This is the truth teller walk with them. Shitting on BJ Surhoff. Yeah.
He really went there. God.
Oh, fuck. All right. If we don't get McDonald's, what are some other options?
Wendy's, Burger King.
Yeah.
You're on a fast food kick?
No, I kind of just wanted McDonald's. I kind of wanted to go sit at McDonald's, you know, and like have...
Sure.
You know, I'm kind of... There's no good McDonald's around here.
That is a bummer because the more you're talking about it, the more I'm interested.
I kind of wanted to hit a McDonald's on the road early morning. Kind of
sure, that vibe. Yeah.
The vibe. Like, that's we got a long drive ahead of us. Like,
but let's savor this for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just
going to give me the fuel.
I didn't really go on McDonald's as much as a kid, but I remember going with my uncle and my cousins. And we went to McDonald's, and I didn't know what a hash brown was, and my cousin knew what a hash brown was, and he got it, and he loved the hash brown.
The first time you get a hash brown there, you're like, what the hell is this?
It's also you smell McDonald's, and I remember having it and being like, this is what that fucking smell was.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, bro.
You know there's a hack to get the fries hot every time.
You ask no salt.
No salt. I think you told me that now that I said that.
Who do you think knows more about how to get better food in a fast food place, me or you?
Me, probably.
No.
Just the fact that you would even try to present his own information back then.
No, I'm trolling.
In such a way.
I'm trolling. It was a troll.
But you know what? I wish I had a vuvuzela just blow directly in your face.
You know that that's my culture. Just a long, you know I'm South African.
Just a long vuvuzela.
You know that's my culture.
Which is why it's a just punishment for what you just did.
To get vuvuzela.
If I fucking put it directly from sitting from here.
They are so loud.
A 6.5-foot vuvuzela and I just blew it directly in your face and it breaks your glasses and the shards go into your eyes.
Yeah. That would be a just punishment.
For trying to give him his McDonald's tips. Tips and tricks.
No, of course Sav knows more.
Thank you.
I would never.
Thank you.
I would never.
Apology
are people
accepted.
Still saying life hack?
I think so.
Well, McDonald's, going back to McDonald's, they tried to ride off the TikTok trend of menu hacks.
Right.
So recently, when I ordered...
They put it on the menu.
It was on the menu.
But they tell you have to put it together.
But you still have to construct it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
What the fuck is that?
Right.
It's not on the fucking menu.
Yeah. They have the air, land, and sea, where it's like you put a burger and a fish fillet together.
And chicken nuggets.
You know it's called a filet-o-fish?
Yes.
But everyone calls it fish fillet? That's Mandela effect.
No, it's not.
No, yes, first of all, not
don't
every...
Don't say it that
I've
way.
Called it,
that's a Mandela
I've called
effect.
It a filet-o-fish my entire
it's definitely
life.
A filet-o-fish.
I say fish fillet.
It's yeah, only because of the Kanye song.
Oh,
what's
fish
your?
Fillet.
Fish fillet.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what I mean. You have one thing, you have an opinion or something, and you pretend it's like...
It's a global phenomenon.
Yeah, exactly. You do this all the time.
I'm telling you, Naomi Russell
it's
changed
not,
the
she
world.
She did not.
She changed the world, and I'm honoring
let's
her.
Let's trace this.
You know what's funny?
Let's
because
really trace
the
this.
Irony is like 90% of the time, this process happens in reverse, where you'll watch a movie, and then you'll look at Metacritic, and you'll be like, I guess I really liked it.
Metacritic?
Yeah, you look at it. Okay. What is Metacritic?
No, that's not what I look at.
You know what it is,
you
though.
Know what
don't
it
act
is.
Like
what?
You've never even heard of it.
That's not what I look at.
You internalize all these other things, your opinions that are received. But then when you have an authentic, genuine opinion, You can't even identify it as your own.
No, you're...
You and you know what, Adam? I'll tell you something. Jennifer Lopez started Fat Asses.
I'm saying on white girls. The fat ass
no,
white girl...
No, no. Because it happened like everything else. White women stole it from minorities.
Of course.
Jennifer Lopez saying, was the first... That was the ass revolution, where everybody's talking about asses.
White porn actresses prior to Naomi, the ideal...
It all started because of J-Lo, you fucking idiot.
I'm saying in porn.
She's the shift
the ideal
that you were
for
looking
white
for.
Girls was hard, fake, big titties.
I think the that shift was 9/11 to me, in my mind.
9/11 changed everything.
9/11 changed
everything. And to go back to what you said, Nick.
Because if you're jumping off really, a plane, if you're jumping off a building, you want to land on a big fat ass.
I don't even think it was that specific. I think people were like, well, some change it up. Obviously, we got to go.
The world's changed.
Wrong. Yeah.
Titties are out.
Got to do some soul searching.
And you know what? I'll never forgive the Saudis for that.
Yeah.
As one of the
Muhammad Atta, you prick.
I'm still out here all about titties. I'm not some Johnny come lately, and I'm pointing at somebody in
this
room right now.
Well, I think that titties.
Adam.
Okay.
I'm not some fucking Johnny come lately.
This is going to upset you guys, but I feel like titties.
Whatever you're going to say is going to be so fucking stupid.
Titties are coming back. People
they
talk about,
never left, brother.
People are talking about big mommy milkers.
If I just had a couple of ninja stars right now, I don't even need a lot. Just a couple.
Can I be honest? I'll be pissed if they come back in a major way because it's nice being the guy that loves tits when the whole world is ass crazy.
Stop. You were never the guy.
I am the guy that likes tits.
You're not the only...
in this threesome right here. Yes, I am.
Well, Nick's gay,
and you're gay too.
I just like girls that are mean to me.
I just have no. I don't care.
You're gay.
That's gay.
And Adam, you're a fucking poser who likes girls up until recently that weighed the same as you.
Okay,
80 pounds.
I just wish I could love somebody without feeling trapped.
First of all, I'm with you there.
That's what I want.
We're not even getting that deep. We're talking about
that's where it starts.
Everyone knows, for me, that's
right up front.
Everyone knows that out of the three of us,
you need a couple months where you're sucking titties and happy, and then that hits you.
That doesn't make me happy. That makes me feel even more alone. Not even after the bust, even before. Even before the entire process.
I think the first 2 months I feel great, and then I start thinking.
Yeah.
And then I have to fight through those thoughts because they're all wrong.
Well, you need to come over to my side and be a lover boy.
And then the worst part is people are like, oh, well, you need to go to therapy. It's like, yeah.
It's not about therapy.
Well, you do have to go to therapy.
Sure.
You're one of the most therapy needing motherfuckers I've ever met in my life.
That's the answer. Talking to an even dumber bitch that I can't even fuck. That's the solution.
First of all, Nick, you're allowed to fuck them, and they're legally not allowed to say anything.
Yep. Dude, I remember when he started going to therapy, and he's like, dude, I think the therapist wants to fuck me. And it's like, you should find another therapist to talk to about thinking that.
No.
Your
opinion of me is so low.
No, it's not. It's high. Look, I think you experience a type of spiritual freedom that very few... You have like a healthy narcissism.
No, that's not
true. Which is very rare in these days, because no matter what, you can't escape.
That's literally not true.
Everyone's so up their own ass these days.
You do not think
he has an unhealthy narcissism.
You don't think
it's the way everyone's kind of racist or prejudiced, but there's like one guy that's like, he's got like that kind of 50s racism.
The most
I just don't think blacks and whites should get married.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to go see a picture show and maybe have a glass of pop. You're like, this guy's happy.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a war coming. He doesn't have that energy. That's Adam's relationship with narcissism.
No, that's not true.
Everyone else is like, I fucking hate myself. I'm like ugly or whatever, but I'll post the best picture of myself I can on social media. So make everyone else feel bad and think, And that's how most people operate. Adam, on the other hand, is like, everyone has my opinions. And I look really good.
And by the way, your opinion is not that tits are good.
No.
That's my opinion.
Not everyone has my opinions.
I actually invented going to McDonald's.
I never said that.
Yeah, but you thought it.
No, I didn't.
I was actually the first. I invented
McDonald's is not my thing.
Adam sees a new
They've
service.
Served a comes, billion.
He gets Tidal. He's like, I came up with signing up for Tidal.
The Jay-Z streaming.
You were on Tidal for a while. You were an early adopter of Tidal.
I had a login. I wasn't paying for it.
My thing is I say dead.
I remember that because Tidal, it was hard to get Tidal for a while.
Yeah.
And they would only put Beyonce. They had a good Jay-Z on Tidal to make you get it, and you had access.
You know what's funny? I've been trying to like cut down caffeine too. You know, because like.
All right, we'll just move on from those insulting things you said about my character.
Well, listen, I don't know what the fuck Nick's talking about, but I believe that you don't like tits as much as you pretend to, and I've always liked tits.
That's not true.
Way more than you. And that's not even, there's no even way for you to pretend that what I said is not true. Because everyone knows it.
Okay.
It's out there in the public record.
The most second grade conversation.
What's that?
What are you doing in Toronto?
This place called some theater. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, what are you doing? Like, what do you got plans?
Probably just, you know, do comedy. Link I don't up. Really. Link yeah, up there's with. A couple. There's, you know, some friends out there I'd like to see. If you know,
they can't see the facial expression. It was like really 20 funny. Minutes about like I like titties, I like sucking on titties or whatever. Like. There's some friends.
Some associates.
Yeah. Well, that's a separate discussion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wants to see some colleagues. And
I want to check in with some colleagues.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Toronto was fucking sick. I'm excited to go back. But the problem is I booked this fucking tour like when I was like excited to be on the road.
Yeah.
And now I'm so done with it, dude. Yeah. I mean, luckily everything left is East Coast.
Yeah,
because the fucking time zones fuck you up, and like.
Yeah, I'm trying to fill this shit up. I guess I should try to do the special move like everybody else does.
Yeah. Oh, I know this is
road for a while.
This like, isn't the time to announce it, but I have merchandise on the way, folks.
You're right. It's not the time to
shut
announce
up.
It.
To claim, okay. First of all, this is pathetic.
You don't like tits.
This is pathetic.
You don't like tits.
Stop. Your the accusation that Stav is levying.
We can look at your record,
is
bitch.
So PG. I mean, it's like fucking, fine.
No,
we can look at both of our records. Yes.
When Nick is saying,
"Who's
is that,
on the fucking record, bro?"
You're saying you. No. I'm not taking issue with anything you've said. It doesn't matter who likes tits more.
It doesn't. It's me.
No, it doesn't matter.
It literally it does doesn't matter, and it's me.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It's me.
It literally
go
does
on.
Not matter. Anyway,
it does matter. It's
if
me.
If you want that title, I want you to feel.
I don't
good.
Want it. I have it.
Okay.
I have it.
So
I don't
enjoy
want
it, dude. Hang the.
I can't help but
hang
have
your
it.
Banner in the rafter.
Maybe I will.
Likes tits more than Adam Banner.
Yeah, without question. I don't even need a banner.
1989 to
do that to question mark question mark question mark.
Okay, fine. But
yeah,
what Nick was saying was that I'm an empty vessel who is incapable.
I don't think that's true.
Of
the two of you,
of self reflection, and incapable that my narcissism. Like, prohibits me from...
Adam, have you ever heard of anything called projection?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so...
The most repressed man on the planet is pathologizing me right
now. And that's
now.
All you need to know.
Okay, fine. I didn't need even to...
The most repressed man on the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We really do need to figure out what we're going to have for lunch, because it's almost the episode's almost over.
Well, it's been a great one.
And I don't want to make the decision on my own time.
Yeah.
So we have to talk through this in the
we're
final
on their
2 minutes.
Time.
You said McDonald's. Now I'm kind of thinking maybe a burger or a sandwich of some kind.
Okay. We're just going to go to the deli.
We'll probably just end up going to the deli, I guess.
That's fine.
But am I going to get fries at the deli? That's the question. I've never gotten fries there.
Do they have a fucking oil thing?
I assume so. Nick, they have fries there, right?
Fries where?
At the deli.
At the penis store?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh.
No, I'm being bothered. I'm being bothered.
I don't want to cut you off, and it might make you upset, but I wanted to read you this
hold
quick
on.
Post on Quora about...
What time is it?
58.
We don't got time to be
this'll
reading
take,
posts.
This will take 10
we
seconds.
We haven't decided... I guess we are going to the deli, huh?
We're going
all
to
right,
the deli.
Fuck
okay.
It. We're going to the deli.
So this is the Quora thread about does Naomi Russell have HIV? And this guy, Charles, he says, God, I hope not. Even after all these years, I still have a soft spot for her. She really got me through my 20s. Here's a toast to you, Miss Russell.
What was that guy's name?
Charles Cat.
Shout out to Charles.
Yeah. General manager at Equinox. Wow, he's a strong man.
Wait, he just posted his job and he's just
publicly...
Yeah,
he has his job.
No, it says general manager at Equinox 2007 to 2015. So,
oh shit, what's he up to now?
He's
click on his profile.
Can I don't belong to Quora, so I think they have like a limit. Okay, well, no, actually,
we'll buy.
Oh, he lives in New York.
Should we hit him up?
He loves Tolkien, Dune, military history, and Game of Thrones. New York sports teams, Giants, Mets, and Knicks.
This guy's awesome.
Are a passion.
Should we have him on the podcast to discuss Naomi?
Yeah, of course.
Should we be like, he'd be like, how did you find me?
I want to get him on the show to discuss how he got through his 20s.
Yes. How much beating off did you do to her?
It's like when someone's like, yeah, I was having a rough time. The pod really got me through it.
Yeah. But no.
I feel like this is more honorable, to be honest.
It's way more honorable. Yeah. Beating off to Naomi.
Focusing on building amenities, fitness centers, and pool design. He seems pretty cool.
And I will say, listen, I jacked off to Naomi, but that was more of a change of pace for me. I was a lot more, in Naomi's heyday, I was a Gianna Michaels guy.
Okay, so there was a generation of pogs.
Gianna Michaels.
Yes.
Remember Carmella
Sarah
Bain?
J. Yes.
Olivia, got fat later, and I was jacking off to that. I
Olivia
love that.
O'Lovely.
I don't remember.
She was another early pog, right? I'm just saying, listen, I'm just saying.
Everyone, you're. No.
Within the context.
Gianna Michaels had huge. She was just thick. We can't throw her in the pond. Naomi's something else. She's one of those skinny girls
that's
with a fat
ass. That's why she was leading the charge. That's why she was at the vanguard.
No. No, 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 no.
Anyway, if you're listening,
the cultural shift 100% was J-Lo. I realized what it was. It's not you. She started it.
Yes.
In mass culture.
Yes. Her booty was... Because
everyone was talking about how big her ass was. And by the way, now, it's kind of like going back and watching the NBA from the 80s.
Right.
It's good.
Right.
But it's like...
There are some...
A journeyman today.
There's some blue-collar guys...
Some guys coming off the bench. Like that's how I feel about J-Lo, where it's like, I feel like there's girls walking around with 3,200 Instagram followers that have bigger asses
than
J-Lo.
It was J-Lo also got her ass insured. That was the big story.
And it was a good ass. $1 million. And look, she looks fucking incredible now.
She still looks good. I want to see the movie with her and Owen Wilson where they fall in love.
I love Wardell put it on at a Super Bowl party when I was in L.A. He watched the whole thing.
He's the worst.
I love it's so funny.
My electric toothbrush in a hotel.
Wow. Oh, brutal.
And so I'm like fucking just riding on. I'm like on a campaign basically at this point.
In what sense?
I've been on like in not brushing my teeth. I feel like.
Why don't you buy another one?
Because I was buying another $200 electric toothbrush. The hotel has it. I got to get it shipped back.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you can just get it shipped. I get shipped all the time.
When's the last time you went to the dentist stuff?
When I got my tooth.
Do you have to go to like a specialist
to get the tooth?
Well, now that you have the tooth,
no,
for a cleaning.
I guess
no,
yeah.
You go to regular everybody.
Dude,
a lot of people have fake
my
teeth.
New dentist that I go to. They're basically like, do you want nitrous? And I'm like, for a cleaning? And then they were like, yeah. And I'm like, and they're like $75. So the last two times I've gone, I literally just like, it was so sick.
That's awesome.
It's the best drug.
Where's your dentist?
In
the city?
It's one of those places that has a bunch of locations.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
You got to go to this place, bro. And they have a flat screen on the ceiling and Beats headphones.
Oh, hell.
So man. I was just hitting nitrous and watching Seinfeld.
Does somebody suck your dick?
That would be the next step. The next step.
I would worry about getting hard if I'm having that good a time.
Honestly, it was the best. And the cool thing about nitrous is like you're not fucked up afterwards. You just get a coffee and then 10 minutes later you're back to your day.
Interesting.
It's pretty cool.
I might have to do that.
Anyway, folks.
I need a cleaning. I need a good cleaning. It's been a while.
I'll hook you up with
this
place.
Thank you, bro.
All right. It's been a great episode.
Thank you, everyone. We're off to the deli.
We're going
to
get lunch.
If you want to do deli, or how about Rocco's?
What's
pizza?
Rocco's?
I had pizza for dinner last night.
Everything has to be about you.
Okay.
Okay. What else? No, let's talk this out.
I guess you also had pizza for dinner last night.
You?
Me.
So you shouldn't have it twice in a row.
Yes, I should.
Why?
Because I'm not thinking about me and what I want. I'm offering to my friends. Maybe they want pizza.
Well, Adam doesn't. I know. I don't particularly want
I know
it.
I already had pizza, But I'll set that aside.
Yeah, that's true. You're a good guy, Nick.
I'll set that aside and suggest something, even though it's already been decided. Not based on what I want.
It doesn't have to be the deli.
And now we have to get
pizza.
But
you were texting. Huh? We were talking about what we're going to get, and you were texting.
I had an important thing that I had to respond to.
No chance. It wasn't important.
There's
0% chance it was important.
It was the guy who's...
Or time sense.
He's going to go in the gay porn room with you.
Yeah.
You do this a lot, where you elevate things in matter of importance that definitely could have waited, like... 10 minutes or so.
What do you mean? Like
but you just get in the zone.
Texting
you have
zone?
To text.
Oh no,
some kind
that's
of-
not. I actually don't think it's important. I'm like, well, I can check out. I said that. You guys are good deciding what we want for lunch.
Okay, so if it's not going to be deli, what's it going to be?
I don't know. We can order something.
We don't.
Mr.
Not,
order.
Yeah.
Mr. Order stuff.
Yeah.
That's what are you talking about?
What happened to taking a little walk, getting a couple sandwiches?
Okay,
with
a
the
little
boys?
Walk is nice. It's not a walk. You be going across the street.
Well, is there a different place we could go? What about Suck Dickelberg's? How far is that?
That's
from
too
here?
Far.
That's too far, okay. And it's not
the,
that
the
good.
The limit for me is kind of like Samurai Papa. That's about as far as I want to go.
And that place isn't that
we place.
Could,
is
we could
closed.
Go to. We could go to Guacoco.
The like Arepa place?
Yeah, it's the Venezuelan place. They've gotten better, actually. Everything got shittier during the pandemic, but I went there once somewhat recently, and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of... You said McDonald's. I'm kind of in a sandwich and fry zone right now.
It's going to be great when we just end up at the deli.
We're going
where
to the deli.
Why is there no place to get sandwiches around here?
Because we're in like a residential...
Yeah,
residential.
I'm in a fucking residential area. I just sandwiches galore.
Astoria is way different. Astoria is all restaurants, and then there's Astoria only houses... Is, there's houses so people have a place to go after they're done eating.
After the restaurant, yeah. All right, we're going to figure this out,
it
folks.
Looks. It feels like it's going to be
we'll
the
tell you on
we'll tell you
on Wednesday's episode that
you've already listened to. You'll know. Wow, that's interesting. This is kind of like a movie that starts with the end.
Maybe it's
a
recording out of
it's
order
like
that
Memento.
Gives the listener schizophrenia. It's not the content.
Maybe.
And the show doesn't attract
I think they
that.
Already had schizophrenia. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they... You know, they die. So.
Which ones? The red? The square?
Don't even.
Don't fuck it up.
Don't even try.
All right.